Hello, and welcome to Calling Monster Island, the only podcast where Godzilla movies go from that's a lot of fish to that's a lot of trash. And today, we'll be covering the newest movie in the Godzilla franchise, Godzilla vs. Kong. Now first, I would like to introduce you to a few things. This is our 40th overall episode, so... yeah, our 40th episode. We've come a long way in this little podcast. And that doesn't even include specials and other things. Like, not including specials and messages about mess-ups. This is probably my 50th episode. Maybe 55th. But overall, this is my 40th. And it seems weird because Top 10 Best Godzilla Moments was supposed to be 39, but I accidentally, like, in the uploading of it, I accidentally didn't make it a official episode. So this will just be counted as episode 40. That was an official episode. So sorry. Sorry that happened. So, yeah, sorry about the late recording of this. I have tried multiple times to do this, and both times I tried it, it wonked out on me. So, yeah. But yeah, this is the official Godzilla vs. Kong Calling Monster Island recording. And by the way, this is the last episode of Season 4, so... I guess kind of sort of cool news, that slogan that I used at the very beginning, that is going to be, that's going to be our official slogan of Season 5, because of course you know it's April, and I keep promises, so I'm going to be covering a whole lot of trash. I'm going to be covering the entire anime trilogy. And I decided, you know what? That little special where I did a Zilla versus Zilla the series. I didn't think that was fair for that to be my only coverage of those movies. So, I will be reviewing Godzilla 98 and Godzilla the series. And eventually, probably in May is when this is gonna happen, I'm gonna cover Godzilla Dominion, because I am getting the, Godzilla Dominion comic, like, next Monday, and just with everything I have slated for, April, it's just gonna take too long. It's like, because of how lazy I was on not doing this, on not doing these recordings, I'm gonna have to, I'm just gonna have to, like, power through April. And, the anime trilogy is gonna be in one solid episode, just in case you didn't know. So that's gonna be in one solid episode. So yeah, that is pretty much it. Without further ado, let's get into the coverage of Godzilla vs. Kong. So, yeah. The plot is basically... I want to explain the plot kind of shortly so that I'll have time to talk about everything this movie has to offer. The plot is kind of short and sweet, like a Showa movie, where... so Godzilla's attacking, and he's attacking for no reason, and we don't know why. But also... there's an energy source in the Hollow Earth, and we need Kong to go look for it. And that's basically the setup of what is happening. It's like, they're taking Kong off of Skull Island, and, you know, Godzilla doesn't like that, because there's another apex predator. So he's like, hey, buddy, yeah, get back in your place. So, but yeah. I mean, there's not a whole ton of, like, plot details. Like, the storm took over Kong's island. You know, the storm that was guarding the island took over the island. So, yeah, I guess that's a thing. And Gia. So, yeah. So, actually, before I talk about favorite, least favorite, monsters, all that, I want to talk about characters, because the characters were characters in this movie. I feel like this movie will forever be recognized by all kaiju fans as probably one of the biggest steps in the Godzilla franchise. So let me just explain the characters real quick. So, on Team Kong. So, I'm going to go a lot more in-depth to these characters right here instead of just when we were in the plot. So, get ready. So, first of all, in Team Kong, our most prominent character, Dr. Eileen Andrews. She really doesn't have that much development in the movie or the novelization, because, yes, I'm recording on April 19th, so the novelization and all the comics and everything has come out already. And I've been reading the novelization, and really, she doesn't get more characterized than this. So it's like, basically, she's a person who studies Kong and the Iwis and everything like that. And there's not much more to explain about her. Like, there's nothing traumatic that happens to her that, like, drives her passion for studying Kong. There's not really, like, a driving force for why she does what she does. So, I don't know. She doesn't have an arc, really. So that made her probably one of my least favorite characters in total. But I really don't like this guy either. Dr. Nathan Lind, I really don't like this guy, because here's the thing. He has a one-off line in the movie that is supposed to make his character important, but makes his character a big fat jerk for pretty much the rest of the movie. Now, the novelization more characterizes him more to the point where it's like he's actually somewhat likable. So it's like, basically, he lost his brother in the Hollow Earth, and Apex Cybernetics has come to him, and they're basically like, hey, we liked your study on the Hollow Earth. We found it very interesting. There's a Hollow Earth, energy source, and we want you to contact your friend who knows everything about Kong, and we want to see if Kong can help guide us in there so we can, you know, check out this energy source. And basically, he's like, okay, whatevs. He goes to Eileen Andrews, and she says, okay, fine, I'll do it, on one condition. Anything I say about Kong goes. There's no second thoughts, there's no second questions, it's just whatever I say goes. So, he's like, okay, that sounds great. So they start going into the Hollow Earth. And right at the beginning, the thing that makes him the most unlikable character in the entire movie, even more unlikable than the, like, mustache-twirling villains in this movie, the thing that makes him so unlikable is he goes from, oh, I lost my brother, I'm so sad, I don't want to go into the Hollow Earth, to, I'm so dependent on going into the Hollow Earth that I'm going to have this Iwi girl lie straight to Kong's face and say, there might be some of your family in there. Considering what we saw in Kong Skull Island, The Birth of Kong, if you've read that that short comic miniseries, Kong is lonely. He's really lonely, and it's like, Gia is really his only sense of, like, a friend, or any sense of family. And he is just like, well, tell him that there's others in there. And they're like, what the frick? No, we're not gonna do that. Just do it! So, yeah, he's a big, like, just, I don't like him. There's a part where he tries to revive Kong because Godzilla straight up, like, kills Kong, so he, like, slows his heartbeat a lot. And they have to revive Kong with one of the heaves that we saw in the, that we saw, you know, in the toys and everything. And I honestly wouldn't have cared if they just sacrificed his character, if he just sacrificed himself. Because up to that point, you know, he has done nothing noble. He cares only about himself, and he doesn't really do anything to help anyone. So it's like, you know what, just let him do that. Let him do one noble thing so that he will become a likable character for 5 seconds. And then, you know, have that be the noble thing his character does, and then I will like him. But it's like, oh my gosh, this was just terrible. It was terrible how they did his character. Now, he gets a little saving grace in the novelization, but yeah. Sorry, I had to talk about how I hate this guy. And then there's Gia. Gia is Gia. She's the deaf Iwi girl who is the only one to survive the taking over of the island, and she kind of really just is like, she's just really like, I am on Kong's side, you know? It's like, whatever Kong wants me to do, I'm gonna do, because, and it gets explained in the novelization, but Kong saved her from the storm, because, in the storm, when it was taking over the island, she calls her sister mother, so I don't know, they'll have to explain what that means in a future Monarch thing, or in a future MonsterVerse thing. I'd really like to see how, you know, the Iwi family system works, but anyways, she kind of just is like, so her sister mother, as she calls her, puts her up in a tree so that when the island floods, she won't be consumed by it, because it's like up to the sister mother's knees, and yeah. So she puts her up in a tree, and Gia is getting really scared. And this entire situation of the storm leads me to believe that's why Gia's deaf, is because the storm was so loud it, you know, made her lose her hearing. That's just a theory. Maybe she was born with it, but I feel like maybe she would have, that might be a an explanation for it. She starts praying to Kong, and Kong ends up rescuing her. So, yeah. It's very interesting. Who else is there? So that rounds out Team Kong. So then there's Team Godzilla. There's Madison Russell. There's Josh Valentine, and there's Bernie Hayes. Bernie Hayes is a conspiracy theorist podcaster who believes anything that happens about Godzilla. He is totally on Godzilla's side. Josh Valentine kind of is the sarcastic, smart aleck, like, only guy who is like, how is that possible? He's the only guy who, if this was a multiverse situation, he would be the only guy from our universe. You know, he's the very, like, no-nonsense kind of comedy guy. And then Madison Russell, she's, like, the exact same as she was in, you know, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And then we have Team Mechagodzilla, composed of Ren Sarazawa, Walter Simmons, and Maya Simmons. So, Maya Simmons is the kind of jerk face who does anything to please her father. Walter Simmons is the kind of jerk face who does whatever he wants to please himself. And Ren Sarazawa is the kind of guy, not jerk face, who will do anything to get his father's recognition. Now, Ren Sarazawa gets the most character development in the novelization, and I would like to talk about him a lot. Ren Sarazawa is probably the best character, maybe one of the best in the entire movie. And it gets explained a lot more with the novelization. Just watching the movie, you could say, wow, Ren Sarazawa kind of freaking sucked. But watching the movie and reading the novelization, he is a very good character. The thing about Ren Sarazawa is he is noble to mankind, which in this universe could be a good thing or a bad thing. And he is very, 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 very competitive of Godzilla, because when he was a kid, he never got noticed by his dad, Ishiro Sarazawa. And basically, the way the novelization describes it is that he never got noticed, so, you know, he did things to get his father's recognition. They weren't always good things, but he did stuff to get his father's recognition, and he almost never did. So now that his father is dead, he's like, my father was terrible to me, so anything that he has built his life around, I need to destroy. And I don't know, I love his character. I love it. I still think I completely predicted his character, and, yeah, I will have to update my top 10 favorite Godzilla moments because of this movie, for sure. And one of the moments involves him, actually. So yeah, I guess let's move on to favorite and least favorite moments. So my favorite moment is basically the entire Hong Kong battle with Godzilla and Kong. It's lit fantastically, and it looks beautiful. It looks absolutely stunning just on screen. And it's like, it doesn't even matter what screen you watch it on. It's like, it looks fantastic. It's like, I've watched it on my, like, old TV from, like, 2015, and it looks fantastic. Or, like, I watched it on my iPad, and it looks amazing. It looks like, that, 4K Ultra HD, you know, like that. That, the, 4K Ultra HD, it looks fantastic. So it's, you know, that's just, you know, that's a thing about this movie. The entire thing looks fantastic, and I doubt they could, really do very much about that on DVD or Blu-ray, but, you know, like, replicate that, but, yeah. Okay, my least favorite moment is, honestly, when, Alexander Skarsgård's character, Dr. Nathan Lind, when he says, tell Kong that there might be other of his species in the Hollow Earth. I don't like that. Again, I think it was a totally jerk thing to do, and he never should have done it. Okay, now on monster design. Of course, Godzilla looks the exact same as he did in 2019. Kong, however, looks a little different. His hair is definitely more of a brown color. Like, it was always brown, but it's more brown now. And then, he has, of course, his beard that everybody is talking about. And, of course, the axe. Who can forget the axe? He gets the axe in the Hollow Earth, in case you were wondering. So, yeah. And then, Mecha Gojira. So, okay. I explained him a lot, when we got official toy images. But, again, he's a bulky, like, section-by-section mech with, like, total claw machine hands that actually have, like, buzzsaws on the insides of them, which is really cool. So it's like when he grabs someone, he's constantly tearing into their flesh, which I thought was amazing. And he does have his own beam. It's like a pure red beam. It's called the Proton Scream. So, yeah. The Proton Scream. It's really cool, actually. A nice little, like, double-bladed tail, which can turn into a drill, which is really cool. You know, all that stuff. All that same kind of stuff. And then, the best, probably defining part about this Godzilla, I mean, about this Mechagodzilla, is his tiny rectangular dorsal plates that the tips of them are red, and he has, you know, glowing red eyes. And there's a really cool scene where he saws a Skullcrawler in half. He picks a Skullcrawler up and saws it in half with his, with his beam. So, yeah, it's really cool. So really, what else is there? Oh, there's Impact. Well, I don't know. There's been TV spots, everywhere. There's literally pop-up ads on websites that have, like, nothing to do with Godzilla or Kong at all. Like, I got a pop-up ad for Godzilla vs. Kong. What was it? It was, like, a video game review website. Or no, it was, like, a guide on how to do something in a video game, and it was like, watch Godzilla versus Kong. And pretty much everybody heard that calling and listened to it and watched it, and it's made, if any of you heard of the Christopher Nolan movie Tenet, it made more than that in its 2 opening weekends. It made more than Tenet's entire run in its first 2 opening weekends. So you know they did something right with their marketing. Yeah, that's really all the impact. I mean, I hate to go on to final thoughts this soon, but yeah. Final thoughts, I guess. So, okay. My final thoughts on this movie. It needs more developed characters. The action is fantastic, and it goes too fast. Those are really the only complaints that I have. It's like, the action is too fast, and it needs more developed human characters. But, like, Kong is there in the first minute of the movie, and, you know, it's like, the monsters are the stars of the movies like they should be. So, yeah, I'd say it's a pretty good movie overall. This has been a casual review because I was trying to not give very many spoilers if you haven't seen it. It's only on HBO Max until April 30th. After April 30th, it's gone off of HBO Max forever. I mean, they might add it back on eventually, but maybe not. I don't know. Anyways, that's the agreement they have, is Godzilla versus Kong. You know, it's on HBO Max until April 30th. After April 30th, it's gone. You'll still have a chance to see it in a movie theater. I never saw it in a movie theater because of COVID, you know. And it's like, what's so messed up is that the stars of this movie are like, yeah, I saw it in the theater. That's really the only way you can see it. And these people probably have a theater in their house. So it's like, yeah, of course you saw it in theater, because you have one in your house. And you worked on the movie. So it's like, you, of all people, was probably one of the first people to see it. But yeah, I highly suggest you see it. Again, this has been a casual, but still, spoilers review. So, yeah, I'll put that on the, you know, on the episode title. Okay, so, without further ado, have a, technically, a good evening, because I'm recording it, like, evening time, but I guess, you know, have a good day, have a good evening, have a good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this, you know, have a good time. And, yeah. So, yeah, go watch Godzilla vs. Kong, and, be ready for the coverage of the anime trilogy and, G98. See ya!